Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
For the first time since April, the Guardians are within a game of first place in the Central Division. For the first time since April, they have a chance to move into first place in the Central Division. We'd like to thank the Guardians for an incredible hot streak. They've won 15 of 17. We'd like to thank the Tigers for falling off the face of the earth. Now can they do it for another three games? Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
I had a phone call with a buddy of mine this morning who was a longtime Detroit Tigers fan, and I was said, and he texted me and he goes, "Oh man, I can't believe we were 12. You know, we had a 12 and a half game lead on the Guardians, and now all of a sudden it's down to one." And I picked up the phone and called him because I was driving, because I don't text and drive. So
sure.
I called him and I said, "Hey, bro, I hate to break it to you. It was 15 and a half." And he was just like, "Oh man." I go, "This will be the greatest comeback in baseball history if they can pull it off." He goes, "Nope, it's the biggest choke in baseball history if they pull it off."
Interesting that you put it that way, because that's exactly what ESPN spent a ton writing about. Is it going to be viewed, if it gets pulled off, as the Guardians making an incredible comeback or the Tigers making an incredible collapse? What do you think?
The fact that I'm searching through my mental Rolodex to remember who the Rockies overtook in 07 means that it's a comeback, because all I remember was the Rockies coming back in 07 when they were way back from the pack. And I was like, wow, I can't believe how great the end of their season was. And then we all remember what happened at the end of that year. And it was, and then, you know, they had to have that week off before the World Series. So I don't know. I don't think people are going to remember the Tigers collapse. I think they're going to remember that the Guards had the great run.
Here, that's what people will remember.
For sure. I
bet around the country people remember that, too.
That the Guardians had the run, not that the Tigers collapsed.
I would think that that's the way this is going to go down. Three-game series starts tonight. Dare I say, weather permitting, Andy?
The guy that makes the weather is going to join us a little bit later in the show. I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's going to let us know what the weather situation is. I don't know. You know, they had the doubleheader the other day, and it didn't seem to be such a bad thing for our team.
No.
It's the Twins. It's not the Tigers. And I think tonight's game is just monumental, because if you lose tonight's game, now you're two back. And there's pressure, man. There's pressure. You got to win the next
two. And with five games to play, that's tough to catch up.
Yeah. And I also think you're going to give Detroit confidence to go, "All right, you know, we beat them in game one. We just really only need one more win here. And then we did our job here." And the next thing you know, they're going to have to spend the weekend sweeping Texas. And, you know, all we're going to have to do is win a game or maybe two over the weekend. So I think tonight's game is, it's like a 163. It really is. It's not, but it feels that way. Because if they can win tonight and then tie it up, now all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's see what happens in the next two games. And then you split, and then maybe you go into the weekend tied. Oh, man. What if they go into the weekend tied?
it.
I love it. I just think it's great. I just think it's the whole thing is great.
It's the first of three. And tonight, and we're going to get into the matchup specifically in a little bit here. It's Tarek Skubal against Gavin Williams.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So here's where the rain part of it.
That's awesome.
What's the projected forecast? I don't know if you have that in front of you, but I know we're going to get more in depth. I'm wondering.
It's supposed to actually be dry tonight.
I hope so.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be dry. We'll get the specifics from Weathermaker later on.
I'm wondering, because I had this conversation with somebody last night, too, maybe it was even this morning, that we were talking about, okay, what happens if they start the game and then have to sit for like half hour, 45 minutes?
Which they won't do, because that'll waste your best starting pitchers.
Well, you're going to pitch through rain? You can't do that. I mean, this is Mother Nature doesn't lose.
No, but you don't. That's why they'll sit there and have the tarp on the field and not play. Let's not worry about that. We'll let the weather guy tell us all about that.
I know, but that could be like a good thing for the guard. I mean, you get Scuba. I don't want to do that to Williams either. You know, you're like, oh man, how do you play this? I love it. It's a great chess match. I'm in such a great mood about this.
This is bizarre. If you want to know the truth, I think it's bizarre. Tigers come into this with a 6-game losing streak, and they've lost 9 out of 10 games. Now, Andy, they've clearly been the best team in this division. You can make the argument the best team in the American League all season long. And they have fallen apart. They've lost 6 straight and 9 of 10. Flip it. Guardians have won 10 of the last 11 games and 15 of the last 17 games. They've gone 15-2 in their last 17. They were 11 games back on September 4th. This month, they were 11 games back. Mm. On September 11th, they were 9.5 games back. Think about that. That's 12 days ago. They were 9.5 games back.
That 3-game sweep meant everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It meant everything. And then it's almost like watching a heavyweight boxer get punched in the face, and they're dazed, they're confused, and now all of a sudden, all you have to do is throw one more punch, and you're going to knock them out. You're going to let them back off the mat? Or are you going to knock him out? It's a heavyweight fight. It really is. Tonight is a heavyweight fight. You got to get game one. You must. You don't have to must win tonight. But if they win tonight, it just changes the whole dynamic of the week.
And if you beat Skubal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you beat Skubal again in a game where he starts, now everybody is like, you want to talk about renting space in somebody's head, man. They could build a mansion between the ears of the Tigers if they can win tonight.
Are you...
For a team, my concern is they scored 2 runs in that last game they lost and didn't score for the rest of the game. I just hope that they can pop out of that pretty quick.
Are you surprised we're sitting here right now? I'll be honest, I am.
I'm a little bit.
I'm surprised.
If you would have asked me 5 weeks ago, I would have said yes. And then every day I got a little bit more confident after the losing streak. I was like, this is a mess. How are they going to put this together? Oh, my God, they really can't do anything at the trade deadline. Oh,
they
two guys
could,
just got
they
busted.
Chose not to.
Two guys just got busted for being complete idiots, if that's what they were. If it's, I mean, again.
And they're getting ready to play, by the way, in the Dominican League.
So, I don't know how you can't be pumped. I kind of want to talk to fans going to the game tonight. Like, this is a playoff game. How
well,
can it not
is.
Be a playoff game?
Andy,
how do you not look at it like it's a playoff game?
The last 2 weeks have been playoff baseball. And our guys have been thriving in this environment. This week, it really becomes playoff baseball because the team you got to beat is right here. You got 3 games with them.
How many do you think we'll have tonight? How many are at the ballpark?
Fans?
Yeah.
Tell me how the weather's going to be.
Yeah, I know. I hate to think that that's a reason.
The attendance will start with a 2. How's that?
2,000?
No, nope, I
kidding.
Don't think so.
I was just joking.
This isn't 1981.
No, it's not 1981. Why? Do we have the All-Star game this year again? I forgot.
I wish we did.
How's George Brett? How's he feeling?
It's just stunning it's stunning that both of these things have happened. I mean, the Guardians could have been this hot, and the Tigers could have just not fallen apart. They could have played 500 ball, and the Guardians would have no chance. See, that's the stunning thing. Both of these things happened. You needed Detroit to fall off the face of the earth, and you needed the Guardians to go on an unbelievable streak. Both things have happened. And it's happened despite the offensive deficiencies that our team has. Because the starting rotation just didn't give up runs for 17 straight games. Starters have gone 17, and if I'm not mistaken, 17 straight games, 2 or fewer runs. out of your starting pitchers. That's unbelievable. Who does that? And this is a starting crew that, let's be honest, they pieced together. At the beginning of the season, Ben Lively was in this rotation. At the beginning of this season, Luis Ortiz was in this rotation. So you've replaced two of the five guys. And it's worked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
I don't know. You also are going to have to keep your eyes late night, you know, as you watch Houston and the A's play, too. So they play at 10:05 tonight. They play at 10:05 tomorrow. And then they play at 3:35 on Thursday. So you want to keep your eyes on that because the Guardians are sitting in a playoff spot right now in the wild card, which to me is fascinating in itself, too. That you've got these two paths to get to the playoffs. And, you know, they've got Oakland. What do we call them? Los Sac Oakland?
Los Oaklamento.
Los Oaklamento. So they'll play. We need them. Can we get some help from them? What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not counting on
anything.
We're going
to be pulling for Los Oaklamento. Let's go, boys.
It's better than the Los Angeles of Anaheim Angels, who also they'll play after that, too. So,
you know, the one thing about this, Andy, I've heard from Guardian fans who are thrilled. I've heard from Guardian fans who are impressed. I've heard from Guardian fans who aren't happy. Because, well, look what they've done. They should have invested more in this team. The offense stinks. Imagine if they'd have... What are you, folks? Are you giddy? Are you thrilled with this? Are you impressed with what they've done? Are you mad at them? Because...
How could you be mad at this team?
Haven't you heard from people who have been mad?
You need to get your head examined if you're mad at
it. I couldn't agree more.
The other thing that they're looking at, too, is that, you know, that run differential score versus, you know, runs scored versus...
Andy, that's why you play them one at a time. You don't keep a cumulative score for the season.
Well, you do if you want to make the playoffs, because if you're not in the green, you're probably not making it, so...
Not if you outscore them every game by one and lose every game by 15.
Well, they're -9 right now, because they made up some ground over the last... I'd love to see that either at zero or green. Can we get to green? Because we're red. We're in the red. We're -9.
Number
we can get there. Let's go. You can do it.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Anthony Allant will take your phone calls. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. It's Baskin and Phelps. Folks, are you giddy? Are you thrilled? Are you impressed? Are you mad at them? Because it's playoff baseball, and it's in town tonight. Guardians, Tigers, get ready for three phenomenal games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.